you know, one of the top schools. Definitely the people in the building, man, they're very welcoming. You know, we came from Florida, so just get the bond going. You know, we just met them in, from January, just building the bond. So they're real open up with family.
What about your stepdad? What did he think?
Man, he liked it, man. Him and Coach Stark actually talked a little while, so they actually had a good bond going, him and Coach Jackson as well. Just great people, man, all around. Good people you want to be around.
So that was your first time at Texas, correct?
Right, correct, yeah.
What were your initial thoughts?
Man, I really liked it. I didn't know Texas, like Austin, was a city like that, really. Yeah. Reminds me of something like Jacksonville, you know, but Texas is really growing, is really improving, so it's real nice, you know, just good education-wise with Texas. I really liked it.
Well, did anything really stand out about the visit that kind of had a lasting impression on you?
Man, like I said, I want to pick back off the people in the building. Yep. Man, like, it just really shocked me. I wasn't expecting the type of people. It's somewhere you want to be every day and just work, you know, just get better, that's all.
So here's a question. Did you happen to watch the spring game?
No, I actually
saw the clips. You don't get Longhorn Network, but you saw clips,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I seen all the clips of Arch going on. I seen all the clips, but I was actually on the plane, so I couldn't watch it, but yeah, I seen the clips when I landed. Yeah,
because you were on a visit that
right,
weekend. Where
right.
were you at that weekend?
April I was coming, 20th. That 20th week, I was coming back from the tournament. It was in Orlando.
Okay, yes,
OT7. OT7. I think it was Houston.
So, Texas players, which Texas players have you talked to, or do you stay in contact with any?
Actually, when I was up there, I actually was in contact with Jonte Wingo, Arch, you know, just getting to ask questions, you know, ask the players, like, what are they, the pros and cons, but they really liked it, just getting to know those guys and stuff like that.
So, what did they tell you? What was kind of their thoughts on Texas?
Man, somewhere you want to be, somewhere you want to come get to the next level, you know, even just the people like I picked off on, like, just, well, you want to be there, you know, there's good people in the building, nice vibes.
Yeah, and you watched the wide receivers specifically,
right,
I'm sure,
yeah,
the day you were there. What stood out to you, whether it was Chris Jackson's coaching style, some of the players, what stood out to you?
Man, I definitely see Coach Jackson, his coaching style, like you said. Just, he's very intense. He stays on his players. He wants to see the best for him. And definitely the guys, they get out there. Like, nobody's slacking. Everybody wants to see the best for each other.
Right, right. Okay. In those conversations, obviously, with Steve Sarkisian when you were there, what were those conversations like? What was his message to you?
Man, just come home. You know, it's not a far away, you know, just – getting out, seeing it more. He wants to get me back on campus more and more. Just get to see what they have to offer. That's really it.
Yeah. What about Coach Jackson? What did he tell you?
Man, come be a part of something special. You know, he's only been there for a year, not going on two. So he's just trying to get the guys going in and make Texas a powerhouse for the receiver corps.
So since the visit, have you stayed in contact with any Texas players?
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. Me and Ryan, we go talk often.
Okay.
You know, Jonte, because we always talk often, just recruiting messages and stuff like that, come home and stuff like that.
Yeah. So when you go back for a second time, June 21st through 23rd,
right,
are there any questions you have specifically from the first visit, or kind of how are you attacking that visit specifically?
Man, really just attacking on, like, where can I see best that I picked off the last visit? You know, just stuff my mom and them had concerns about, just covering that, because I see what I had to see, you know, just really liking it all. Like, I liked it, yeah.
Well, so what's important to you in this process? Because you're not far off from picking a school now.
Right.
3 months, essentially.
Right, yeah.
What's important to you now that you've gone through this process a little bit?
Man, just when my family leaves, I can feel comfortable. I can just play ball, do what I do best, and just be able to get to the next level on the field and off the field. You know, grow as a man, that's really much it.
Yeah, okay. And then kind of last time you talked to Coach Sarkisian was when?
2 days ago.
Right. 2 days ago? What did he tell you 2 days ago?
Man, just telling them everything. Just give me little tips I could use back home, like leadership points and stuff like that. Just motivate, you know, stuff like that. Just let him know I'm still on his market. Just don't forget about Texas, stuff like that.
Yeah, okay, so we're got about 3-4 minutes here of just talk about you as a player and wide receiver.
Yeah.
So take people through. You've grown a lot in the last couple of years.
Right.
Freshman year, how big were you? Or how small were you?
Yeah. I was only like barely making 6 foot, 170, 175-ish, yeah.
So skinny, wiry guy running around in the school behind us.
Yep.
So what are you now?
6'2", 185 right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when did you hit that growth spurt?
Man, I want to say that sophomore year peak.
Okay.
From sophomore year going into junior year, but really right now just getting bigger and faster, stronger. That's it.
If we turned on your huddle, what are your strengths as a wide receiver?
Man, my balance, my ball tracking skills. Man, just be able to make big time plays, you know, get the first down, especially on third down and stuff like that.
What wide receivers do you watch that you kind of study and say, okay, I can use some of who do you like to watch and who do you kind of see yourself in a little bit?
Man, I like to piggyback off of, like, Calvin Ridley, man.
Yeah.
His routes, getting in and out of his breaks, man. Just
saw him in high school big time.
Oh, yeah, definitely. A little bit of Randy Moss down the field, making the plays happen and just being a guy who's explosive.
What goes into making a big-time wide receiver, in your opinion?
Man, feet work.
Yep.
If you don't have feet work, your slow feet don't eat, man. You got to be able to be physical and block, man. You got to be able to get out there, too.
Yeah. And in what areas do you need to work on in your game?
Man, I definitely say just strengthening the left eye catches. You know, I'm a dominant right eye guy. Just strengthening the left eye. That's pretty much it.
That's a great observation, Jamie. Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So what do you do specifically? Anything to work on that?
Man, you know, close that right eye and just catch all left hands. I've been getting better at it, you know, one hand in it sometimes, you know, just getting more comfortable, same as the right.
So for Texas fans that may not know, what's your wingspan? I know some colleges have taken it. Right?
Yeah, it's a little bit around 75 is a little bit.
So we're going to do something. Put your hand up to mine. Gotcha. I'm 9 5/8 inches all for the camera here. So you're 10 and a quarter, right?
Yeah. Because
that's been your hand match. So, all right, Jamie French here, 6'2", 185. Right. 10 and a quarter inch hands. What would you say your wingspan was?
75.
Okay. And was your background always in football, or did you love other sports?
I loved other sports. It was always baseball and basketball.
Okay.
So basketball has really been the way to get the mobility going and stuff like that. So it's really been baseball and basketball. But I always been in football early, though. But it's been those 2 months.
When did you become football focused?
6th grade.
Okay.
6th grade. I knew I wanted to play receiver. I like making plays, make people miss, stuff like that. So 6th grade.
What led you? Were you watching college, NFL? Kind of what led you to pick football?
My brothers. Okay. My brothers always stayed on me, man. They went real long in football. So just having that type of competitiveness, you know, around the house and stuff like that.
What's your reaction when you score a touchdown?
Man.
What's your first thought?
Let's go.
Does it depend on how long it is and how many guys?
It all depends how the play was. The crowd's rocking here where we at right now. So it's a good vibe, man.
How important is going to a program that's a winner to you? Because you're at a program. I saw y'all lost in a state title game last year. Yeah. You'll get it back this year.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But y'all won state in 2018 before you got to high school. Right. Y'all went to the state title game last year. How important is the winning program part of your recruitment?
Man, it doesn't really play a big part, but I definitely want to go into a good program. You know, somebody who's already off a good hot seat, just hop right in, get it going. You know, want to get a national championship in college, man. It's something you want to remember for sure.
So you're on a team with a really good quarterback.
Right.
A bunch of good DBs. Oh, you're challenged every day. I mean, there's like 3 or 4 Power 5 DBs on this team.
Oh, yeah.
How do they help you get better? Especially like this spring, headed the next year.
Man, I'll say it from last year, man. I haven't played anybody best than my teammates in the AJ and John, man. Yeah. I didn't see anybody better than them throughout all 15 weeks. So, just getting better. Iron sharp as iron. I don't care what anybody says. Iron sharp as iron.
Now, since you've been there, when I say Texas Longhorns, what is your thought, your first thought?
Man, everything's big in Texas, man, for sure, man. The place, the city, man, it's a good somewhere you want to be. You know, you can see yourself for a long time, for sure.
What do you want to major in, do you know?
I'm leaning towards sports management. I haven't decided all the way, though.
Okay. And so how important is strength coach? So I have to ask you about coaches.
Oh, yeah.
Did you talk to Torrey Becton?
I have, the strength coach, yeah.
So what did he tell you, and kind of what were your thoughts on Coach Becton?
Man, he's real intense, very intense, but speed. Some speed, they love speed. They want to make your speed combine with their speed. So speed is something they really hit on, like the points are just about speed, just getting faster and stronger, stuff like that.
So I've hit on what's important to you. Right. Mom's important in decisions for all you guys.
Yeah.
What's important to her for you in making the decision?
Man, where she's comfortable, where she come back home and just relax, you know, just handing off that baton, knowing what she did for me, they're going to just take care of me. That's pretty much it.
All right, that's Jamie French, 5-star receiver, Jacksonville Mandarin. Thank you very much for joining on Texas Football.